All right, joined by our Top Fuel champion, Steve Torrance, driver of the Capco Construction Top Fuel car. His last final round appearance was at Topeka this year. He's appeared in four final rounds out of the last five races. Incredible amount of success going on right now, but perhaps the biggest thing is knocking one off on Antron Brown. It's been a rather lopsided rivalry between the two drivers, but it would be your 11th career race win. Take us through.
Unbelievable. You know, all day long, I was pretty confident. Richard Hogan, we've historically done really well at Englishtown. We kind of hit our stride in the middle of the season for the last few years when it gets hot, when it gets greasy. So I knew going into this weekend I was confident. You come in here and you're like, well, I've won here twice already, so I know that I at least got that chip off my shoulder. And then I look at the ladder before we start, and I'm like, AB, if he makes it to the final, I got to race that guy. Are you kidding me? So they went out there and threw down quite a few jaw-dropping numbers out there, and you know, it does motivate you and amps you up. But going into the final, I've finally gotten to the point where, yeah, that's a super, super lopsided victory record that he has against me, but you know, it's not in my head anymore. It's one of those things where you just go up there and you race yourself and that tree, and you put that out of your mind, because I've got the car that can win and he's got the car that can win, and now it's just up to us to do our job and go. And when you approach every round like that, it takes that monkey off your back. And trust me, I that's the guy that I least enjoy racing for, you know, knowing my success ratio against him. But he's one of my best friends that I have. So when we go up there, it's always fun. And at the end of the day, it's me and him racing in the final. I mean, you know, we're racing Top Fuel. I'm living my dream, and I'm racing one of my best friends in the world. So, I mean, you're not going to have a bad day. But I had a better day than he did, and I enjoy it. And, you know, he's just as happy as me as I am for him. So, you know, it is something that you think about, but now I'm kind of past that whole 22-2, isn't it?
Something like that.
So, successful day. Couldn't be more pleased with the performance of my guys. They make, you know, wholesale changes between rounds to adapt to the track. I think it was 135 or 130 something degrees when we ran the final, and that's not easy to navigate. And we go out there and go 85, I believe, and you know, that's a testament to Richard Hogan being able to slide this thing down a dirt road, a gravel road, a wet racetrack, or whatever. I mean, he does it, and I'm proud of him, and all the props go to him and my team. They give me the race car, they give me the tool, and I just try not to mess it up.
Steve, could you talk about winning two in a row back-to-back here with so much history here?
You know, this place is about as far as you can get from my house, and I've got a pretty good winning record here. I think we should race at least another 7 or 8 a year here. So, you know, there's a lot of history that has happened here, and to be able to come here a few years ago, we lost one of Richard's best friends the morning of the race, and we were able to win the trophy, send it over to Ennis, Montana, and give it to his family. So, you know, there's always special things that you get to remember about each one of these racetracks, and each one of those Wallys carry their own story that only me and my guys are going to know. But it's important to win at any of these racetracks. This one holds quite a few special memories for me in itself.
Also, another important aspect of your team, Bobby Lagana out there, and his family has a tremendous history here.
Oh, yeah, they do. Bobby and Dom, and, you know, we've got Lagana friends and family. We got Gary Pritchett. He's from pretty close to here. All of his friends and family are out. So, you know, we stayed out last night playing cornhole and barbecue and having some drinks. I mean, this is a fun place to come race just because we get to spend time with all of our family, because each one of those guys on that team are my brothers. We look at each other's, we got each other's back 150%. And so when you get to kind of get away from the racetrack in the evening and just spend some off time, it's relaxing, and we enjoy it, and I'm glad we get to go celebrate now.
You got a little bit of revenge beating Antron at his home track.
Honestly, I wish we could switch it. You know, I could win at home and he could win at home, because it's a big deal to win in front of your hometown crowd. And, you know, you're always happy when you win. You don't want to not win. But I would prefer to win at home and him here, just for the friends and family that you have around here. So, no revenge, just trying to even up the odds, have a good time. I'll probably go snag him, and we'll go have a conversation and sit down and laugh our butts off about racing here all day. And I'm probably 5 pounds lighter than when I started because of the heat and the sweat.